How forests react to droughts might be key to planning for a warmer future. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jeffrey Wood, assistant professor of biometeorology at the School of Natural Resources at the University of Missouri, examines this issue.
Forests are critical global resources that support a variety of life on Earth. They act as buffers between human and climate change by taking up carbon dioxide from the air, filtering rainwater, and providing fiber and timber, as well as being sanctuaries for recreation. As warmer temperatures, fueled by a changing climate, affect ecosystems globally, forests are under pressure to adapt to these changes to ensure survival in a warmer world. In a recent study, we discovered what we call the ecosystem wilting point. This concept helps scientists understand how forests behave during drought and will ultimately help achieve the goal of predicting how they will adjust to a changing climate. We studied a drought-prone oak hickory forest in mid-Missouri at a local state research observatory. We analyzed data from a particularly intense drought year, finding that when the forest crossed the ecosystem wilting point threshold, it became much less responsive to changes in the environment. We then looked at long-term data records and determined that the forest is only 2 to 4 weeks without rainfall away from crossing the threshold and experiencing severe stress. This study provides a basis for scientists to assess how extreme drought might affect forests by using the ecosystem wilting point threshold concept to examine and fine-tune how models perform globally during periods without rain. Projecting climate, the carbon cycle, and how forests respond to environmental change is important for a variety of reasons. It provides insights that inform on how to better manage these crucial natural resources, helping scientists and managers to develop adaptation strategies. It's vital to study forests and their makeup because they're connected to weather and the climate in ways that we still don't fully understand.
That was Jeffrey Wood of the University of Missouri. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.